I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Of course, we're blogging at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. And this is Petra Hayden. She's a musician whose many talents, from violins to vocals, come by way of her family and were honed by her many collaborations with folks like the Foo Fighters and Green Day.
We first heard about her because she was on a compilation CD we talked about a couple weeks ago called Guilt by Association. She brought her group of a cappella singers by the studio the other day for an interview. Here's what we asked her about. Petra, when was the first time that you actually decided to be a vocalist?
I don't know. Ever since I was, four or five, I've always loved music. I love singing with my sisters. It's just always been in my brain. So, you know, I used to see my dad play a lot when I was a baby, and I'm sure a lot of that sunk in my brain, just hearing music constantly.
Yeah, your dad's a well-known musician.
Yeah. Charlie Hayden.
Right.
You know, everyone knows Charlie.
And did I read right? Are you a triplet?
Yeah.
So you guys must have had some rockin' three-part.
Yes. We used to sing, you know, in the car for family vacations, just, you know, sing Carter Family songs, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in three-part harmony, just because it's just so comfortable when we sing.
You guys must have totally blown people's minds when you got at like a rest stop and you're singing three-part harmony as triplets with Charlie Hayden.
Yeah, it was. We were pretty. I'm sure we got kicked out of restaurants. You know, happy birthday parties we'd sing, and the whole family would sing.
Petra, just so people don't think you brought your own laugh track with you.
Although, by the way, we should get a laugh track.
I kind of like
show.
It, actually.
It's a lot better.
Tell us who's here with us. These are the women you're singing with.
Yeah, these are the girls that are singing in the, is it the New York sellouts?
East Coast.
You started off playing violin as well. Did you think you were someone who had a good enough voice to do a cappella? Because that just seems like kind of a whole other level of singing.
You know, I think just listening to music in general, I try to hear everything, and when I love it so much, I want to sing it all. So I don't know. I think it's just something that I've always loved, and there's some challenging parts to it. If, you know, I can't, like, for instance, this Bach piece I sing, the end is like, it goes everywhere, like do 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 do, and I can't obviously do that, so I just think of the Bulgarian female vocal choir and end it with a chord.
The Mysterious Voices of Bulgaria, right?
Yeah.
I heard you guys warming up, and I thought I was totally hearing. I'm actually a really big fan of those guys, and I thought it sounded kind of similar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is a high compliment.
Well, wow, thanks. I really love them. So they're an influence on me.
Can we hear a song?
Yeah, let's hear a song.
Yeah.
What do you
want to
do first?
Do you want to
do the Bach piece since you talked about it?
Yeah, we'll do the Bach piece.
Yeah.
Bach Prelude number 2 in C minor. Where
should I? Oh, this is the one in C minor.
Okay.
Sure. La 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 la
Excellent.
Petra Hayden and the East Coast Sellouts. What kind of acceptance do you get as an a cappella group and as an a cappella performer when you go into like a rock and roll club?
Like, what kind of acceptance?
Like, what do people make of it when you get up there and you don't have a bunch of guitars or drums and people that are throwing back a couple of PBRs?
This is when I was touring with the Foo Fighters. I was playing violin and singing with them, and we had a show, or we opened the show, and either people were really supportive and really liked it, or people were just like, "What?"
Step on up, lady.
There were these guys in the front row that were going, "You're hot."
I didn't. I actually didn't hear that. I just was like, all I could hear was like there's a few boos, huh?
Because these people were there to see a rock and roll show.
I don't think they were expecting, girls singing Who songs. I don't think they were expecting that.
Can we talk about Guilt by Association?
Yeah.
Because we started playing this in the office, your version of Journey's Don't Stop Believing, and literally people stopped
believing.
I know, I set that one up. Ew. But stopped to listen, like, this is really, really beautiful. And it obviously happened after the Sopranos finale, and the song was just everywhere. Guilt by Association is this record where various artists of Petra's caliber asked to do these guilty pleasure kind of songs.
Things from high school to musical were on there, and other things that are not considered to be generally classy music.
And your song that you sang is Journey Don't Stop Believing. Now, first of all, did you pick the song?
No,
honestly?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did not. I didn't pick it. I like the song. As soon as it was suggested that I sing it, I knew I would have fun right away, just because there's so many, like, weird contrapuntal things that I love Steve Reich, that was kind of like I just knew it would be fun. I knew that I would just love singing it, so.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Press that thing again. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Cheap perfume for a smile, they can share the night.
Say, Allison. By the way, that's Petra Hayden and the East Coast Sellouts doing their little their version of "Don't Stop Believin'," which got kind of a mixed review on the blog when we put it up. If for no other reason, the fact that they went into Wilson Phillips land for like 1 minute, like, if you hold on for one more day, that alone should sell you on.
And I think, you know, we were in the studio, we were watching them, and we got sort of all wrapped up in it. So I'm thinking maybe you need to see it. So you can watch it on our website, or you can go to YouTube and see a video version of it. This cracks me up. Somebody commented, I watched it just a day ago, actually. It says, this song reminds me of junior prom, except this is better. Us math club kids didn't make a big splash.
It is, if you go on YouTube, kind of revenge of the a cappella groups. There are people doing all kinds of songs in the a cappella version and getting a lot of looks at it. All right.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks for listening. Our staff includes MJ Davis, Ilya Marritz, Dan Pashman, and Wynn Rosenfeld.
Jacob Gans is our able director.
Manoli Weatherall and Neil Rausch, they are the engineers who put this on the air.
Trisha McKinney is our editor. Laura Conaway edits the website.
Rachel Martin is our newscaster extraordinaire.
The senior producer and best song in the world bringer, Mr. Matthew Martinez.
Bring it, Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It's already been brought in at our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.